You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Monday, November 23rd. It is week 132 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
You know what's really great about having Akshay on the podcast 2 weeks in a row?
3 weeks in a row, I think.
2 weeks in a row.
It can't be three.
It can't
right?
be three, no? Because the week that we recorded was the week you assaulted me. Without you. That's what I'm saying. You're only here.
Oh, yeah, because we did it before.
Yeah, you're only here to revel in my in my pain. Brian is going to be pissed. B-Tab. Because he wants to make sure that he's on more episodes than you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And, like, ever since we changed the five-episode format, it's got, like, you got really close to him.
Yeah, he ends up counting all five as five.
Yeah, he
told him it's like really one, and he's like, no, it's five.
He's like, it's one, it's five, but can you just count it as one? He said to us. I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, it doesn't matter, though. I need to be on more episodes than him.
So I've been on 10 episodes in the last
two weeks.
Sweet.
Which would have taken like 2.5 months before.
Yeah.
And you accomplished that in 2 weeks. So that means we're probably going to have Brian on for a few weeks in a row.
I think so.
Just so you can get that number back up, and then
Do you know what the official numbers are? Is there?
Oh, I haven't checked in a while. There's a way to check.
There should be a tallying.
Yeah.
I don't care that much. That's more of you and Brian.
Yeah, true.
I don't care.
True.
Okay, I guess it's just Brian. That's true. Keeping this count.
It's only Brian. He's like, he's writing ticks and. Yeah.
But yeah. So that's something to look forward to.
Sweet.
But if you want to live in the present, look forward to this. Let's talk about some superhero news. Not much, because like we said a few weeks ago, it's like the end of the year, so no one cares
they're
about
like,
shit.
It's the holidays, man. Why are we reporting anything?
They're like, you know all those movies that we were reporting on before this? Those movies are out now.
Yeah. So it's like, new movies are still far enough away where we don't have enough news for them.
Yeah.
So one of the bit of news we have is Gambit news. So they've been having all these problems, so of course they're going to move the movie. So they're moving it to 2017 instead of October 2016, I believe.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we just got a director.
So. Yeah, Doug Lindman.
Yeah, so they got to push it.
And you know what's crazy? They they described it as a sexy heist movie.
Sexy.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I don't think anybody would even call Ocean's 11 a sexy heist movie, even though they have like Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
But it was a sexy heist movie.
But has anyone described the movie that way?
Those two Mormon brothers. The Asian dude. Yeah. Super sexy.
Yeah, so sexy.
Dude, Bernie Mac?
Bernie Mac.
Mac.
The old guy.
The old guy.
Andy Garcia. I'm surprised, actually, like...
That's, yeah.
I think if... Like, were cougars a thing back then?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, they were.
It's existed. Yeah.
I think they should have marketed it towards women more. And be like, look at all these sexy men.
They probably should have. I don't think they did, though.
Holy shit. Like, what a mistake that was.
Yeah. Kind of failed. Like, but then they made two sequels, so I think they did all right with whatever they did.
Yeah, they were fine.
They're like, hey, remember that movie about with Frank Sinatra in it? This is nothing like that movie.
It's completely different.
That's actually one of the movies I saw. There was like this list about remakes that are better than the original. Mm-hmm. That one's on there.
Ocean's 11 is better. Oh. The new one is better.
The new one's better than the old one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The old one, they lost all the money at the end of the movie.
Yeah, spoiler, that's kind of kind of a downer. Like, that's not cool.
And a bunch of them die and shit. It was crazy. Like, because they're like the mafia's involved.
It's a little darker.
It's a little darker.
Yeah.
And they get
a lot
like,
darker.
They end up burying like the mob boss who like betrayed them. Like, it was like this woman who like betrayed them.
See, I don't think they killed anybody.
She was like in, I guess they buried her in like one of the cement blocks in a building. And they're asking for money for the Salvation Army outside the building. Like, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Did they not kill anybody in all three of those movies?
No one died in the first one that I can remember.
Did anybody die in the other two?
Yeah, my fucking heart died in the third one because I was like, holy shit, how far has this franchise fallen?
That's why it was the last one.
Your faith in humanity.
Yeah, I was just like, God damn, really? Julia Roberts?
Well, that was the playing second one.
Oh, the second one. That's where.
Yeah. I actually think the third one was more than the second one.
The third one was Al Pacino,
right?
The
third one, they go back to Vegas.
Yeah,
the second one, they're like, we're going to Europe. Yeah. It's like, why?
To steal that
and
egg.
And the plot was like a little confusing to
me. Yeah, because they had that hologram egg.
Yeah. It was so weird.
Oh, that was a shitty movie. And Bruce Willis was in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was so terrible. But the third one, they go back. The old dude's like in the hospital.
Yeah,
because he was in partners with a casino owner, and then the other guy screwed him and threatened to kill him, and then made him sign papers, and then they're like, "We got to get this guy back. This is for revenge. We don't care about the money." Yeah.
He had like a perfect streak on the hotels. Like, they were all Michelin starred hotels.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, the fucking European guy from the second movie comes back.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to help you guys out.
And then he's like, just kidding, I'm going to fuck you guys over. And he like parachutes the fuck out of there. It's crazy. So yeah, those are sexy heist movies. Ant-Man, I guess, maybe a sexy heist movie.
I mean, you would think, but I don't think anyone's ever described it that. This is like new terminology they just made
Inside
up.
Man. Inside Man with Denzel? With Denzel and Clive Owen?
Yes.
That was a sexy movie.
I mean, they all kind of are, but I'm just saying no one ever described them that way.
Dog Day Afternoon.
This just makes me think Gambit's going to be like Magic Mike, but like he's Gambit.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I got a weird southern accent. I live on a street that's named after something French. Cajun.
That's how I'm like... I don't understand this movie, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a sexy heist movie, Michael.
I guess. What does that mean?
Oh, that was that movie I saw a few weeks ago. Like 7 minutes or something like that, I think it was called. That was kind of sexy.
Gone in 60 seconds?
No.
That was a sexy heist movie.
Yeah, I guess that was a sexy heist movie, right? Angelina Jolie is like...
Wait.
She's in that one.
Yes.
That's kind of sexy. Hackers?
I think now that
this term exists,
Netflix is going to be like, oh, sexy heist movies. That's going to be a
I hope category Netflix recommends a bunch of them to me.
Watch some sexy heist movies.
You got so into it, you knocked up.
I'm so into my...
Let's just say that all heist movies have some level of sex appeal to it.
Okay, watch Dog Day Afternoon. Fucking Al Pacino, young Al Pacino and John... what's the guy's name?
Not a sexy heist
John Calizé. It's Fredo from The Godfather, who's like, hands down... In my opinion, one of my favorite actors, but like not attractive on any scale. I think it was Dog Day Afternoon. He's like, Attica! Not a sexy heist movie.
Okay, so but like 90% are sexy heist movies and then like
1%. Oh, Heat? Was Heat considered a sexy heist movie? The beginning of SWAT, I think that's a sexy heist movie.
They're never stealing anything.
No, like in the beginning where they're at that bank. They are not performing the heist.
I think
they're stopping a heist.
Yeah, I think you have to call it a heist movie. The heist, you have to be on their side, I think.
Oh, what about, wasn't Furious 4? Fast and Furious? That was a heist movie.
The fifth one?
The fifth one.
That's a sexy heist movie right there.
Yeah. That's the one where they're stealing the oil.
They go to Brazil.
Right? And they steal the gasoline?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty sexy.
So I think...
I think Ludacris was fingering a girl in the truck.
I think that's...
He was driving or something.
Yeah. There we go. This category has existed for a long time, just no one's called it that.
No, superhero movies have been called.
Yeah. The fact that it's a superhero movie being called that is even the strangest part of it.
The fact that Channing Tatum's lead is not shocking at all.
No.
So the actual quote is, and Gambit will have its own different flavor and tone to it.
We'll call it Cajun.
It'll be more of like a heist movie and a sexy thriller in a way.
Sexy thriller heist movie.
Sexy thriller heist
movie.
Okay. No, I want to see a sexy thriller. Google sexy thriller and see if Michael Jackson pops up in any of the results, actually.
All right, sexy thriller. Here we go.
Sexy thriller.
It's going to be like a Pornhub video.
Oh, God. IMDb, top best erotic thrillers.
Ooh, let's see that list.
So IMDb, wow.
So this whole genre exists, and I've been
What's that movie where Lying Game, where you find out that the person has a penis at the end?
Basic Instinct is
That's a sexy
one.
Thriller. Yes. That is a sexy thriller.
Body Double?
Okay. Is The Lying Game on there at all?
Lying Game. Search for it. Nope. It's not.
Not? Sexy or thriller.
Okay, go to now enough. Look up Lying Game and see what the tags are for that. It's gonna be like Tranny Tricked.
Wait, the TV series?
No.
There's a TV series called Lying Game.
I
think it was more popular because it came up first. So I assume it was.
It was based on Uxher's searching, right?
Yeah.
Well, Google's, unless you got custom Google.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a TV series.
Wait, what am I thinking of then?
It is not a real movie.
But what is this Lying Game TV series? Lion Game follows a long-lost twins, Emma and Sutton, separated under mysterious circumstances. Sutton was adopted by the wealthy Mercedes Sanz-Bornings.
That does not sound great at all. Yet IMDb rating is 7.4.
7.4.
That's not too bad.
What channel?
Crying Game. Sorry, Crying Game.
Very different.
Lion Game, Crying Game.
Yeah, was a Crying Game on that list? Nice. That's a drama. I don't think it's a thriller.
Crying. Nope, not on here.
You don't know what the movie's about? Can you turn off your laptop? God, between Mike hitting his microphone and...
There you go.
It's a real crime.
Life, man. Oh, wow. This is like 100 freaking movies on here for the sexy or erotic thrillers. Between Your Legs, Cruel Intentions.
Oh, Cruel Intentions.
Yeah. Femme Fatale, Fatal Attraction, Perfect Murder.
See,
there's a lot of these in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, that's when erotic thrillers are big. I'm glad Channing Tatum is going to bring this back.
Yes.
And he's going to throw a heist in there.
But yeah. It's a heist. Yeah.
That's what America needs. Italian Job meets the hand job. It's like... Let's move on.
Staying in the Fox X-Men universe, X-Men Apocalypse is supposedly getting a sequel that is going to be directed by Bryan Singer and shoot in 2017. So I think there was some weird interview where someone was talking about, because I think they shot the movie in Vancouver or Montreal or somewhere, mm-hmm. and they said like, oh, we're so glad we're going to have him back in 2017 or something, because they filmed... Like, they said, Apocalypse. Oh, we're glad... Yeah, they filmed Apocalypse there. They filmed Days of Future Past there. And they're like, oh, we're glad to have him back for another movie or something. I think that's what all this is based on.
Interesting.
Which seems weird, but...
I don't see why they would stop making these movies.
Exactly. I mean, if this one does well, they're not going to stop until... Like, especially if they're taking risks with, like, Gambit and stuff.
And
they're
a TV series.
Yeah, they're like, we got to stay on our X-Men universe and then just, like... cut out the people that leave and like because they're introducing a whole more new ones in this one, so they're like, oh, we'll just continue with them or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Justice League Dark news, this movie seems to be more and more talk about it, even though we don't know when it's happening, with Guillermo del Toro's not doing it anymore. But there's supposed casting rumors, which with DC they seem to just throw names out there and they're like, because there were so many rumors early on about the DC of just like them throwing random names. It almost sounds like they're testing if people like them or not.
Yeah.
But the casting rumors are Colin Farrell for Constantine, Ewan McGregor for Jason Blood, who's the human side of Etrigan, Monica Bellucci for Xanadu, Ron Perlman as Swamp Thing, and
yes.
Ben Mendelsohn as Anton Arcane, who I believe is the villain of the film. Well, they're all villains, but. The bad guy of the film.
The main
adversary they go against.
Yeah, and I like that... Okay, wait, so you say... Yeah, never mind.
Yes.
What's next, and then...
And then the director shortlist they're looking at is a directing team of...
Aharon?
Yeah.
Kachalis?
And Navot
Papushado, who like directed, yeah. Like they're all horror movie directors.
Horror directors, yeah. And then the other director looking at is Fede Alvarez.
I forgot what movies they directed, but.
Yeah, they're both horror directors, so they believe they're looking at those guys to direct. So I'm sure this movie will get made, especially if Suicide Squad does well.
Oh, yeah. Federico Alvarez is known for directing the Evil Dead reboot and Aharon. Kachalis.
Yeah, because they're directing team those two.
Yeah, Kachalis. They directed Big Bad Wolves, which is about like these Jewish guys who go and kill Nazis or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. Sweet.
I think Quentin Tarantino got behind it. He said it was the best film of the year in 2013, and it is. Let me find out. A comedy horror thriller. Somewhere, you want me to read the plot synopsis? It sounds pretty interesting.
Sexy heist.
That's not a sexy heist movie. Sorry. This is very long. Never mind. I'm not going to read that.
It seems odd to me that they are, like, they're really big on, like, repeating their character. Like, because Constantine already had a show. And
yeah.
They're like, let's put him in a movie. And, like, they're repeating Flash. They're repeating.
Wait, Constantine was a movie first. And
yeah, it was Keanu Reeves. Yeah. But then he had a show that got canceled.
It was not a good movie. I rewatched it a few weeks ago.
Okay. It was a good movie when I was 12.
Yeah.
A lot of movies are.
Okay, here, let's see. A series of brutal murders puts the lives of three men on a collision course. The father of the latest victim now out for revenge. A vigilante police detective operating outside the boundaries of a law, of law and the main suspect in the killings, a religious studies teacher arrested and released due to a police blunder. Ooh. That's crazy. Hmm. And they are the big bad wolves. Or maybe they're they're three little piggies. Some men are created evil is the tagline of that movie.
I like that tagline.
Yeah. George Miller's Justice League that he was supposed to direct a long time ago, and then
there's been so much news coming out about this.
Yeah, so we got some pictures this week of Wonder Woman, what she would have looked like, and it's Megan Gale who.
So this movie's not coming out.
No,
this was they were going to do it right after.
I think right after Dark Knight, right? Is that this one?
I think it was before. I think it was even before Batman
begins.
I think it was. Somewhere in between. I think it was after Superman
Returns. Yeah.
But they were going to have a different Superman.
Yeah.
So I think that movie did so bad that they didn't do it, I believe. Or it may have been in between Superman Returns and Batman.
Let me see.
I don't know. What's the year of this? Because I know what's the face from the OC was going to be the Flash.
Ben McKenzie?
No.
Seth Cohen?
Yeah, he was going to be the Flash.
That's his character's name, not
his name. I don't know his real name, but yeah, that guy. The other guy in the other main guy.
Oh, more pictures came out.
Oh, yeah?
Wait.
Because supposedly they have them all in the suits. They all tried on their suits for that movie. So there's
Martian Manhunter. Oh, John Jones.
More pictures came out?
As Martian Manhunter.
And that's the real one from the real movie.
Oh.
But there's ones from... Sharp and George Miller Justice League.
Yeah. Oh, it's just concept artwork.
Oh, it's concept. Okay. But they do. They said that they do have a picture of. They all were in their suits at one point. Maybe I don't know if there's a group shot taken, but.
Come on, it's like a lot of concept. Cool.
Because they're probably working on a documentary for that movie too.
I wouldn't be surprised if was doing it. What's his name?
The guy who did. The Superman lives.
John Nep. 2007.
Okay,
Justice
so that
League
was
Mortal
after...
for a 2009 release.
Okay, so it was during Dark Knight. You're right.
Yeah. I know.
You knew. You were on top of it.
Yeah. We got Megan Gale, who is like a actress / model, who was supposed to be Wonder Woman. We got some pictures that came out, and here they are. We're looking at them, and I forgot. Mm-hmm. Peter Jackson's design team, like special effects team, are the ones who worked on the costume.
Okay.
So.
Mm.
What do you think?
Looks very Wonder Woman.
Looks old school.
Yeah, looks very. Do you think she'll very ever much catch like the comics?
Do you think Gal Gadot will catch a break with Wonder Woman? Like this, it seems like Wonder Woman is the hardest character to get on screen for some reason.
That's a hard one sexual. To do.
Yeah. Look at her boobs. Her boobs are
well, yeah,
like pomegranates.
Yeah. Provides no protection at all to her.
She doesn't need protection. She's
I know. She just like has the Amazonian. Brace. She like deflects them, and she can like bulletproof
with
too.
Her, yeah,
and she has an invisible jet,
but she can fly also.
Yeah,
which never made sense to me. Why do you need a jet? Just fly around.
So yeah, there she is.
Yep.
Then moving on.
I wonder if this. A photo for the Wonder Woman, an actual Wonder Woman photo came out
from the movie,
and I wonder if this was like it came out because these George Miller ones came out. I don't know. It just seems odd timing.
They're like, oh, remember how she was so sexy and like I don't know how to describe it, like objectified.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at our Wonder Woman, who's like completely covered. Looks like this is like the Muslim equivalent of a Wonder Woman.
Cloaked and
shit. Oh, but it is interesting. Cloaked. You see the background, there's like a...
looks like Big Ben.
Yeah. Looks like she's in London or something.
Oh, good catch. Did not see that.
Another, there was a rumor that came out about this movie also that... Which I'm going to just go speculate because of the rumor. But the rumor was like Chris Pine is playing more than one character. So I'm really... My guess is I really hope this isn't the case. Because it's supposedly set in World War One.
Yeah.
That he's playing...
A German guy, and an American.
No, a guy in World War One, and then his like own grandson like in the future or something.
That's completely reasonable.
I hope it's not that. I really hope it's not that. But if the rumor is he's playing two different people, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not the case. But yeah, this photo, it's interesting. It looks like Egyptian almost.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Which makes sense.
Clothing. Yeah. So this is going to be a hard movie to do right, yeah. I think. It's just so different. But we'll see what happens. I mean, if she does well in Batman vs. Superman, then that will tell us what we need to know.
I hope so.
Agent Carter news. It got a premiere date. January 5th is the day it's going to appear. And I believe it starts with a 2-hour season premiere.
Nice.
So.
And she's coming to California.
Yes. Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood. So.
Yeah. That's the thing you do, I guess. In they brought Walking Dead to LA. And they're like, let's just
finally.
Just bring everywhere to LA.
I always wonder. I'm like, when are my TV shows
going to. What's it like over here for us?
Yeah. What's it going to be like in this weird universe?
What happens in the. Yeah. What happens on the West Coast?
What happens in. I mean, since the OC is done, I just want to know more shows on Orange County.
Yeah. What's going on here? You know, we'll never know unless we watch the TV shows that are set place here.
Moving on to comic books. Dark Knight 4. You're like, what?
Huh,
Dark Knight 3 is not even out yet. Frank Miller said he's going to write Dark Knight 4. So, looks like we're not just ending with Dark Knight 3.
No. The Master Race isn't all of them?
No.
Everything?
They're going to call this the Final Solution.
You're like, whoa!
Like, whoa!
What are you doing, Frank Miller?
What's going on here?
It's like, we know you're a legend and everything, but geez.
Yeah, come on.
It's going a little too far.
DC's like, we can't put this book out, Frank. I know we were asking for it.
It's like, I thought since you let me do the Master Race, you'd be like, oh, you let me do whatever.
This is the
I
one where we come, where Batman comes out as a neo-Nazi.
It's like, we are the Master Race.
It's like, it
makes sense.
Him and John Stewart, imagine how great it'll be a race war in our books. Like, Joe or Frank, we can't do this anymore. Like,
it's like, no one's done this before.
No one's done this since the 60s. Can you imagine the press we'll get?
People for sure see your movies now.
Jim Lee's like, come on. I'm like, fuck, man.
And you can't be involved. Good press, right?
Yeah.
Can't be involved.
Moving on to Star Wars. There's a life-size X-Wing and TIE Fighter from The Force Awakens in Changi Airport in Singapore. Terminal 2 has the TIE Fighter. Terminal 3 has the X-Wing. And they allow a certain amount of people to sit in the X-Wing every day and take pictures.
Certain amount of people.
Yeah, there's like tickets and stuff.
They're
for free.
Cool.
Changi Airport is like the best airport in the world.
What's the limited number of people, though? Are they like, I wonder if it's like.
Like a reasonable number? Or like, they're like, we ran out at like noon, but.
Yeah, exactly. No more today.
Like, we promised JJ we wouldn't seat more than 200 people in the X-Wing.
It's like, you don't understand. If we sit too many people in the X-Wing, it's going to spoil the movie somehow.
Yeah. I told my parents are going to Singapore in a few weeks, and I was like, they're going to Changi Airport. Like, that's the only airport.
Yes.
In Singapore, I was like, you need to take pictures
of
it.
Yes, have to.
My mom's like, if we feel like it. I was like, really? We'll you're going to do me like that, Mom? Like, but it's there until.
You don't even have to sit in it. We just want a picture of it.
I think it's there until January 17th or something, or January 12th.
I wonder why they picked Changi Airport.
Because it's known as the best airport in the world. Mm. It's crazy. I love that airport. You can do anything. There's like a movie theater in that airport. I wouldn't be surprised if they are showing Star Wars in that airport.
I would think so. If they got that X-Wing there.
Yeah.
They're obviously trying to push it.
When they put them out there,
they're
had all these,
Americans are already going to go see it. Yeah. So they're like, we don't need to build X-Wings here.
The movie theater that is in Singapore, though, there's like another movie theater. Very expensive. I was surprised. I was like, holy shit, movie theater. Wait, is either very expensive or very cheap? I think it's probably very expensive. Everything in Singapore.
Seems about right.
Yeah. I'm just like, how do people live out here? And I'm like, well, they work 44 hours. I was like, what do they do? 44 hours a week. It's nuts. It's
crazy.
Yeah. Well, they work a Saturday every other week. So it's 48 hours every other week. Okay. And a new character has been revealed, Constable Zuvio, in Empire Magazine, because apparently Empire Magazine has everything.
Yep, they like literally released,
between Entertainment Weekly and Empire Magazine.
That's all you need.
Is and Hollywood Reporter for everything else.
And that one Spanish.
They're like, I think like
Latin review.
JJ like called everyone up at once. They're like, okay, now you can talk.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, I can say this.
is he trying to build hype for this? But because there's already so much hype behind this movie.
Like, yeah, like this is like my most.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah. Is like releasing.
This was unnecessary. I don't. Yeah. I'm worried about like how major is this character? Is he the new Jar Jar Binks?
Oh god, that's what I thought too.
I'm assuming they're so minor though. That's what I'm assuming. Yeah. Like this guy barely shows up.
Well, do you know who he is?
I read about a police dude.
He's like a police officer.
Yeah,
constable.
So he's probably searching for them, but like.
Don't come around.
That's what I don't understand. Like
how Constable Zuvio is around.
He does a little song and dance. Yeah. Number.
Probably tie into like bounty hunters and shit too.
Yeah, I think so. They work for the New Order, I believe, or Emperor Smoke or whatever.
That's what I don't understand. Like these details. What's the point of this? There's no way this gets an average fan.
Unless this is Simon Pegg.
Maybe.
Because like we know, there's like a few major actors who are going to be in the movie.
Minor roles.
Who have minor roles and are in costume.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so sure it's like Greg Grunberg or something. Who knows?
Recognize him.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like maybe he's one of those actors like, well, can you get my character out there? Yeah, like, so like, people can be like, oh, I know who that is.
Like, oh, someone can look forward to seeing like my character.
They're like, yeah, ooh, Constable.
Did you hear about what Mark Hamill said this week?
He's not in the movie?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, actually. No, he said...
There's a reason I'm not on the poster. I'm not in the movie.
He's like...
It was all a big hoax.
Someone was trying to ask him questions, and he's like, I literally can't talk about it. Like, they said they won't pay me if I talk about it.
Contract?
That's in his contract.
If you say a word...
And now he's not going to get paid because he said that.
No, he probably can't say that. But then he said he also knew about the whole, like, Luke, I'm not your father thing.
Oh, really?
And he didn't tell... He's like, I didn't tell Harrison Ford or my wife. Like, I guess he had the same deal back then.
What about Chewie? He told Chewie.
He told Peter Mayhew.
I'll say it in your language.
Peter Mayhew's like, you know,
I don't speak.
I speak English, right? Like,
he told R2-D2, but beeps and boops.
Yeah. So, I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. But hasn't he said he... Like, when did he reveal this, though? Because...
What?
I think it's revisionist history. I don't think he knew.
I don't think so, either.
I think he's just saying that.
Oh, you think he's just saying that he knew that?
Yeah.
I think he brought that up because he's like, I can't talk about 7, so I'm going to bring up old stuff about episode about 5. Empire, yeah. About Empire Strikes Back.
Distraction.
They're going to be like, oh! They're going to be very interested in that. They're like, let's talk about the old movies. Can you ask me about the Joker? Ask me about the Trickster.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's like, what about me? I had an important role in the Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty major. I like seeing him there.
I did. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, cool, Mark Hamill.
Frogman. I mean, Mark Hamill.
One of the two.
And on Netflix.
The Red Road Season 2 and Ultimate Spider-Man Season 3.
Red Road reminds me of, what was that movie that we saw in driving class? It was like the really, like Red Asphalt.
God, Red Asphalt. Thank God I fell asleep in that.
Do they update that movie?
Yeah, I think they released it every few years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But,
because it looked really old, I think, that, when we saw it.
Yeah, but I think, that brand, makes the movie. Like, they've been...
That's their only job. That would be so depressing if that's your job. But, yeah. I make Red Asphalt movies.
Well, we need Jake Gyllenhaal to have a job, man.
I guess so. He's got to go to the crash scenes.
Yeah, he has to go to all his crash scenes.
Be a psychopath.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for... Let's see what we're talking about. We're going to talk about Fast and Furious. We're going to talk about Blade Runner 2. Talk about some... Tomb Raider. I'm going to talk a lot about stuff. Let's see what else. Better Call Saul. Frontier. Gravity Falls. So much.
So,
come back tomorrow.
Wait, just going back to the Red Asphalt thing, I looked it up. There's 5 of them, and the last one was made in 2006.
No, that's not that long ago.
That's more of
that's probably not even HD.
We did not watch... We probably didn't watch 2006.
Version. We probably did not, because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe you guys did.
No.
No. 1998 was the version we watched.
We probably saw that one. Yeah. If not, was the earlier one before that?
1989.
Probably that.
Yeah.
It could have very well been the 1989 one because our school is going through a budget crisis.
Yeah. At the time, because they used to give you, the year before when I took it, they used to give you the driving school part.
Like you actually drive.
Yeah, at the school.
At the school, then they're like, no.
But you had to pay for that,
but you
right?
did have to pay for it, but I think it was cheaper.
$40. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It was the year before you did it, right?
Yeah, my brother did it.
Your brother did it.
So, I was like, I had to do the one
by How much do you think that house. Our teacher got paid to do that?
I think probably a bunch, but he didn't have to do anything, really.
It's
just like, do the work.
Administered a test, right?
Yeah. It's like, go do your work for the whole
class.
Made
me I got really nervous in those classes for some reason. And I had to take all... It was, like, a lot of tests. Like, because we had to do fake tests, like, every week.
Yeah. You can only miss, like, two questions.
Yeah, it was...
But they're all, like, they're so literally easy. The practice are, like, they give you... They're the same questions, pretty much, in different way.
Like, I wonder how different that is in other states.
Yeah. Because it's so weird. Like, I don't know those facts. Like, give me that test now, I probably can't do it.
Don't tell people that. Don't tell the DMV that.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
They don't make, like, old people get renewed.
Yeah, they do. You have to retake that test.
You do?
No.
Only in this state, maybe.
Really? In California, you have to retake it. Like, when you're older, you have to retake it. When you renew your license, you have to...
I assume you had to do, like, a driving test or something.
Yeah, they switch it every year. Like, every, like, 5 years. So, like, five... Let's say, like, you do the riding test, and then the 5 years later, they're like, okay, then you have to come in and do your... driving test. I think maybe if you get tickets or something, but if you don't get any tickets, maybe you don't have to do the driving test.
You mean not to take the test again?
You have to take that written test again.
Really?
Yeah, when you renew your license, like sometimes.
I renew my license.
That's weird.
Okay, we all have to renew our license. Good job. But I'm saying, when you're older, they'll tell you that you have to do that.
Yeah, but when you're like really old.
I think it's when you're really old.
I don't think they do it when you're like, oh, you're 30, you're 40.
Probably not.
Take it. They're like, you're all right.
Unless you like get a lot of tickets or something. Like, you know. You should probably come in.
No, you don't know how to drive.
Yeah, you should probably come in here and renew your license and do all that. Yeah, so come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about Uksher's favorite segment, the leftovers. Goodbye. It's not your favorite segment. What's your favorite segment? This is a good time. Let's talk about it. What's your favorite segment?
I like Reviewed.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say America's Sweetheart.
That's not it. Well, that's a segment within a day. I assume you're saying day.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite day?
I don't know.
Wednesday? Reviewed, and discussion?
Yes. I like Wednesday.
Okay.
Hump day.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.